One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
It's a very PG, but we love that.
Very PG.
Love that though. I'm gonna start off with PG intros.
Do they still rate movies anymore? I feel like I never like see rated R, PG.
They don't say it in trailers, but it's just rated whatever.
Okay.
I think you just need to look up to see the rating. They will never say it on the trailer.
I think maybe
it depends on the channel that they're promoting the movie on. Maybe they like have to. I don't know, but I don't really see it in trailer. If you go to YouTube and watch a trailer, they're not saying rated R.
Yeah,
like rated PG-13.
And then, if you're on Netflix, there's nothing that says rated R or PG-13.
It also loses sometimes. It loses the aura of a trailer. Yeah, if you think about it, like if a trailer's so good and then it's like rated R, it's like.
Or it looks really scary, and then you see, like, PG, you're like, okay. I'm not going.
No, really. Like, if I see a movie that looks good, and then it's PG, I'm not. No, it's great. I don't know what it is.
Like, horror movie that, like, at the end they show PG-13, you're like,
It can't be that good. It can't be that good.
I'm always curious where the shift is between G and the PG.
I know. It's one curse word. Or it's more than one. Is it one curse word or more than one?
Maybe has to deal with like death or like violence a little bit. Like
PG-13?
Yeah. PG.
Oh, PG. PG.
PG and G. Where do they draw the line?
PG is parental guidance, right? So like you still need a parent with you if you're under 18, correct? Or is it under...
So G, you don't need parents at all. You're Mom, yeah. I don't care. I have every right to watch this.
Yeah, so if you're watching the Backyardigans,
yeah,
or you're watching the Teletubbies, you don't need a parent. The parents leave the kids to
watch
that.
The Lion King, PG or G?
Oh, no, that's PG.
When Mufasa died.
That's PG.
That scarred me. Yeah, I had to have a talk with my parents after, you know?
I see what you did.
Oh.
You didn't mean to.
I didn't even mean that. Wow.
Yeah. And it's like still a dark, there's dark moments in the movie, which I feel like that's why they have PG in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Great conversation. I love this. God, I feel so informed. Oh. And then PG-13 is obviously,
a little bit of cursing. A lot of,
I think one curse word.
You can say shit.
Yes, but one. You can't have like more than one or two.
You can't say, I think you get one F word in a PG-13.
Yes. It's something like that.
You get one F word.
And when you get two in there, rated R.
You're done.
Boom. But at that point, you might as well just go all out.
I remember in Dunstan Checks In, Jason Alexander says shit in it, and that movie was PG, and that was a Disney movie.
That's okay then.
Shit.
One time. But it's the real world though. You know, kids are walking out, they're gonna hear it. So I think in their head is like as long we just throw it in there because kids are like hearing it here and there and like they need to understand that it's a bad word. Don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Have you seen that people are playing older cartoons and movies for their like toddlers?
Yes.
And it's stopping all of the temper tantrums and like their behavior.
Yeah, because they're not changing up the frame every like 3 seconds. Yeah. It's like Cocomelon where it's just crack.
That's what it is. Yeah,
that's so. I never thought of it like that.
They're so overstimulating. That's why the kids are paying attention to them because they're so overstimulating. But the second it's off, they are off the walls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people are experimenting and playing shows that they grew up watching, and they notice behavioral changes in their kids.
Have you seen a pair? Like, there's a. I saw a mom on TikTok that was. She was with her son, like a very young son, and he's talking about how he was saying things like, when you die, can you die happy or something? It was something very weird, and she's like, what was that? And he asks again, and she then is like, what is he watching? She goes to her phone, she sees that he's watching kids shows, and then she clicks on one of the kids shows on YouTube, and it's this like alligator puppet that like obviously is run by a certain YouTube channel, but the what he's saying is so dark.
Oh,
like,
weird. No.
Just weird. Like definitely not a kid's show, but he's putting but it out looks, as a kid's show.
Who's doing that? That's like an evil
it's
person.
It's so crazy to me. But she saw that and it blocked everything. Now she's like really I think she has like YouTube parental thing on it, but some things are getting passed as kids mm-hmm. shows, but like
that's crazy.
They're saying really dark, weird stuff that kids should not be hearing.
Oh gosh!
But yeah, when that reminded me of that, like that's crazy. That's but
very
like
very interesting.
That's why we need to go back to Blue's Clues and
take it back to SpongeBob.
We've noticed a little
SpongeBob
bit.
Of, is a little.
Yeah, it's on the line. You know,
that is a gateway drug. Yeah, to crack.
Let's wait till the kid is maybe like 13, 14 for SpongeBob. You know,
my
what I mean?
My brother is like also super into SpongeBob, like I am, and he's trying to get his toddler into it, and he was like, he just doesn't understand it yet. Like he doesn't like he like likes looking at it, but he's not. He can't really like follow and
connecting
like
connecting the dots.
Get it.
I like the pretty colors. Yeah,
almost three, but he likes the look of it.
Yeah.
It is a very aesthetically looking. It has the aura to it. Just don't let him watch the new one. I think that's when his brain will start getting weird and
only
mashed up.
Like one to season five.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep it there.
You and Miss Rachel have something in common.
Me and Miss Rachel.
Yeah, both have your nipples pierced.
I used to.
I know.
But I have heard the.
I thought that was a joke people would make about Miss Rachel, and then I saw a video, and she was like outside, and with all respect to her.
I understand Ms. why Rachel it can get Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel parties. I believe that's true.
But I can see her being really like overwhelmed by like I'm sure she really did not want anybody seeing it because she does like a whole kids show but like one little moment is just that it's a nip slip.
That's why she's always wearing the overalls to like really cover it up. All respect to Miss Rachel,
it's her personal decision. Yeah, but it stinks that when a kid's like
It's just I told some my friend's wife who's a toddler and they love Miss Rachel and I said that to
your friend's
your friend's
wife
is a
toddler?
I heard
no
that
my
too.
Friend's wife sorry
right you know what I didn't want to say because I thought it was my ears but as soon as you started I was like
and I was like I told her about the Miss Rachel nipples pierced and she goes why did you tell me that now I can't get the image out of my head every
it's real life though, it's raw.
Let's jump into this, baby.
Let's go. It's coffee time, baby. Ow! Let's go.
Oh.
Ow! Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Welcome back to another Monday, Tuesday morning.
I just got back from Tennessee.
You did?
The week out there. I went a little bit early to see my family, get a little bit of family time in, see my parents, my grandparents.
You went a little earlier. You went the day after Halloween. Yeah.
Yes, I did. I went super, super early and just got to, hang out, family time. And then we were driving probably about like 2 hours away to do like the whole hiking trip and everything.
Who's we? You and your whole family or?
Me, my brother, and then my buddy Austin and two firefighter friends.
Nice.
But yeah, so it was really, really nice. We got to see my little nephew.
Oh.
And it's so weird because it was his first time remembering me. And I've only seen him like a handful of times, but like, when I walked, because he was at the park when we like met up with him, and he turned and he saw me and like lit up and immediately recognized me. And I thought that was the craziest thing. Like just this little brain being able to recognize your face and put like
the permanence is like finally setting in where you're like, I know you and you exist and I see you.
Because the first time you saw him is when he was a little baby and you weren't sure if he even like remembers you or not.
Yeah. And then you like see him at like one and a half and then two, but now he's almost three. And, like, he was just like, Uncle Heath. And I was like, Oh, what in the, like, it was.
I know before you got there, he was playing podcast. He's like, you make sure you remember.
You better, like, just a flashcard.
Yeah.
And just, I bet you look, you know, you and your brother look very similar. Yeah. I think when he like sees you, he sees like the face of his father in it. He's just like, this, I'm related to this person. Uh-huh. This person's part of my tribe. Yeah.
It's so bizarre. But like hearing him say that, and then like we were just hanging out at my brother's house, and he was. We were holding him, and we like walked into the bathroom, and on the wall there was like one of those like kind of like just bathroom signs, and I forget what it said, but it was like something like love, like kind, whatever, like kind of like a little prayer type thing, and it said it on the wall, and he pointed and was reading it.
Whoa!
And I was like,
at 3 years old,
not even three.
Get him in Mensa.
And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, did you? And he just read it again. So I
grab a book.
I ran over to the books and I sat him down and I was like, what does this say? He read every single book like this.
How old is he?
He'll be three at the end of the month.
End of this month, he'll be three.
Oh my gosh. He's going to be
reading. Both his mom and dad are like, we haven't taught him this.
My mom was freaking out too.
Wait, so what's going on?
Well, he had like kind of like speech trouble. Like he just wasn't talking for a very long time. So they had like somebody like starting to like work with him.
He was
like
in speech therapy, right?
Yeah. I guess that worked really, really well.
But no speech classes to work. To teach him how to read too.
And they would always like read to him and like.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice putting a visual to what are words that we're saying as well. Cause it's like all sound at first. And then
he's finding like his voice with the words, but it was crazy. Like watching him read every word.
And he's going to be reading Shakespeare by next spring.
He's going to know no more words than me when he's five. I'm getting jealous.
It was so
it's
cool.
Like, he can read. Uh-huh.
Oh, he can't? At what level?
That's not even fair. I can't even catch up to him. Like if I started now, I could never catch up to him.
But yeah, it was just so cool to like, watch a little brain working.
Yeah.
It's a
beautiful time.
It's so cool. But yeah, it was really nice. We got to have like a lot of nice little family time and then got packed up and then we were off to the trail.
What is the trail called?
The Smoky Mountains.
Nice.
But on the way, I didn't realize that we were going to be doing it, but do you know what the Tale of the Dragon is?
No.
Have you heard of it?
Is this a landmark?
So it's a stretch of really, really windy roads. It's like a super famous place in the United States for like people who drive
car commercials.
I've seen it millions of times. Yes.
So it's like the most iconic place to go ride a motorcycle or like drive your car. And I didn't realize that we were going to be taking this in to get to the hiking spot. And it was so beautiful. Especially now because like all the leaves were like changing colors. They were like falling.
Oh,
I just want to go because it's called Tale of the Dragon. Sorry.
It has nothing to do with.
I know. That's exactly what I'd be playing. I know me.
But it was really cool. So we drove that in and then we dumped our car at the bottom of the trail where we were going to be like exiting.
How long was this trail? Camping along the way?
4 day trekking.
Four day trek.
Your bag with your tent, all your sleeping gear, all your food.
Got it.
And then you just keep walking and then camp at the end of the night at like a campsite.
Have any of you and your buddies have done this trail before or was this all of your first time doing it? Okay.
And are you bringing the same amount of stuff that you brought in last time? Now do you know what to bring, what not to bring, or is it just different every time?
So that's the thing. Like you try to be as light as possible, but without losing certain luxuries.
And losing your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would just make me, because you're like, I want to have enough, but then I want to have a little bit extra.
Yeah, but I also don't want to break my back with all that stuff that I want to bring. Yeah.
So we dumped the car, but then we had to took a boat ride like to the other side of the lake. And the boat driver dropped us off on like this little like rocky patch.
Yeah.
And then you were just like, and he just lets you go. And he's like, all right, later.
Do you pay the boat guy?
Yeah, we had to pay like a shuttle fee.
Okay.
Got it.
Cool.
And you're the only ones. There's nobody with you that you're high. It is
nobody
just
else. There was nobody else out there. Well, I'll get there.
You said you dumped the car. Wait, do you at least like, do people know that it's your car? Like if something were terrible to happen.
No.
They know. Like,
oh, really?
You put like a note on the car going, we own this. We took this trail just in case. Oh.
Matt, that's really smart.
But there wasn't like a, checkpoint that you went into before you parked the car, or was the parking the car?
So there was like a parking lot, and then there was no other cars there though. So we parked in the parking lot, and then we walked to this little like Fontana Dam Marina.
Okay.
And then we paid for a shuttle to just take us to the other side of the lake, and it was like the start of our trailhead.
You guys were the only people on the shuttle? Were there other people?
Nobody else.
Okay.
But isn't the trail that you're taking, isn't this a trail that you looked up and people do take this trail?
Yeah, so you're on
people,
Trail Talk.
You would know. An app called, yeah, like, they would know. Trails.
Okay.
They have a bunch of really good hikes, recommendations.
Should call it Happy Trails.
They should make one.
But yeah, like we knew the route and everything that we were going to be taking and everything. But as soon as we got off the boat, we like scaled this kind of like rock face, like right at the water.
You're scaling something at the very start.
It was immediate. And then as soon as we got to it, there was like a creek that flowed down into the lake, right? And as soon as we stepped foot at the very top, we looked, there was wet bear paw prints all throughout the mud.
I would have turned around.
Crossing the rocks. And we're looking at this as the boat driver's just driving away. And I was like, that's it? Like, we're in it. Like, this is...
Did you have bear spray?
No.
Were you strapped?
Bear spray on every single hike, and I'm like... I was like, whatever. I don't need it.
How heavy is the bear spray?
Yeah, probably it's going to be like a can of hair. It's like hairspray.
It's just an aerosol can. It's not just for bear. It's for anything, anybody.
I know. I also got worried because I was like flying with it, and I didn't want like any issues and things like that. And I just didn't have time to grab a new one. So I was just like, whatever.
He's like, he did bring his key, though, that like is a knife.
Yeah, I have a little Swiss
back
on it.
Back up.
I can't even poke through the hair.
Yeah, right.
But it was crazy because we saw these like paw prints and then also like baby bear paw prints.
Mm-mm.
So I was like, okay, it's a mama cubs. And baby cubs. I was like.
Even more protective and scarier.
Yes. Exactly.
But no it way. Was, we started like, it started setting in right there.
What time of day are you now scaling this? Or is this 8 in the morning?
So we got to the other side and got dropped off at around noon.
Oh, and nightfall's coming just around the corner.
And our campsite was basically right there. So it was 100 feet away from like where we first started. So there was no real hiking the first day.
Got it.
But I kind of wish there was because I was like, okay, well, now we're staying right where we just saw these tracks.
And none of your friends, you're with four other people, three other people, nobody brought anything to protect your group?
No, we were just like, by the end of the trip, we were sharpening like these spears. we were just shaving these things down into like these giant poking sticks.
That's the first thing I would have started doing. I would have started anything to make something sharp.
making bow and arrows and stuff. We did not realize what we were into. But literally right next to our first little like campsite, there was like a little fire ring and everything. We're like, okay, we're good. 10 feet away is a bear trap. Like a giant bear cage.
Well, that's good.
And I was like, not good because they're obviously there for a reason.
Yeah, but wait, you
like a bear trap? Like,
no.
Like a claw?
A cage the size of like this with like a door that like slams down, like a grillotine.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like one of these giant, like,
oh,
but see through.
Zane, after a few drinks, would be like, yeah. "Yo,
our plan was if we saw a bear, like, are we all running into this thing and like shutting it to like hide?
Oh,
and then
I started thinking,
I was like, oh my gosh, if we did do that, all five of us stuck in this little cage together, and then
who knows?
You can't get out.
Yeah,
what are they doing with the bear? Okay, they trap the bear and then they move it further away from the trail.
Idea.
They're not killing the bear.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think they're. No one's killing bears, right?
It depends.
Unless they're not just like capturing them and killing them.
Yeah, this is like what it was right there.
Heath, my tent would be right next to it, and where's my food going? In the cage. That's where everyone's food is going to be for the night.
But we did have like bear hangs and everything to like pull your food up to keep it like off the ground.
A pulley system?
Yeah.
Did that? You did that?
Yeah, you have to.
Did you film it? That's kind of sick.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Do it now because this offer is only available for a limited time.
Thank you so much, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast and getting us all to those cool events, concerts, and everything. We love you.
Were you the most experienced, because you've done trips like this in the past, were you the most experienced in the bunch, or was there someone else who was like kind of the Bear Grylls of the group?
So me, Austin, and Jeff, I think this was our fifth. So we do it annually. I think this is our fifth annual.
Okay.
So we all pretty much are.
Shane was a newbie.
Shane, this was his first one, my brother, yeah.
Was he nervous?
But he's also very outdoorsy.
Okay, so.
He wasn't nervous at all. But what's crazy is, like, we set up for the night, started getting dark, and then we all started getting, like, a little spooked. So we were like, okay, so we went back down to the water to, like, look at, like, the sunset, and there was fresh bear paw, like, tracks on top of what we had already seen. I'm like, okay, they're clearly all around us right now. Whatever. We do a little fire. We end up eating, and then we go to bed. I wake up at 3 in the morning. One of the other kids is, like, shaking my tent. Heath, get up now.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what? So he's like, get your thermal. So I brought my thermal vision.
What time? Is it the middle of the night?
3 in the morning.
Okay, 3
so
in the morning.
So it's pitch black.
Heath. You brought your heavy-ass thermal goggles.
I had to.
He spent so much money on them, I don't blame him.
I had to.
You're in the perfect territory for it.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Like, so it's like, so I can see it, but I can't do anything.
All right, guys.
You're going to want to see this.
That's funny.
So okay. He wakes me up. I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, he got out of his tent to go to the bathroom, and he put his headlamp on, and he turned, and he saw two sets of eyes 50 feet away staring at us. And
I was like, oh my God.
So I get out, I grab it, I turn it on, and it's like doing the load up screen, and I'm like, come on. I'm like, hurry up.
But you also don't want to see it either, because that's like, it's a horror movie.
I thought, you know, maybe it was the middle of the night, he had like a sleep paralysis type thing.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like dazed in a dream.
Seeing things.
I put it up, two fucking wolves staring at us. I'm like,
oh.
I'm sitting there, I go, and I just give it to him, and he's like, shit. And we're both like freaking out. They're underneath the bear hang where our food is, and they're just dead staring at us. And I was like, this is wild. And this is our first night.
And you do this for fun. This is you do this for fun. We did the 17th door and we walked away. Yes. How the hell did you?
You said at the end of the trip, Shane was like, This is type two fun, right?
I was like, yes, 100% type two fun.
Stupid.
But yeah, I'll just kind of like speed run through everything. But like,
I had a tent question.
Yeah,
four guys, all individual tents.
Everybody has their own individual tent.
BYOT.
Yeah.
Okay. Are the tent roomy? Or are we doing like just a
so they like they a call capsule it. So everything is like in the ultralight backpacking world. So they call it a 2-person ultralight tent, but really it's comfortable for one person.
Okay. So
it's very light.
That one, that's about the size of it. So mine weighs 2 pounds. You're trying to be like as light as possible because you are trekking with everything.
Yeah. But it's also pretty strong too, though.
It's like a pop-up, or you got to rot it up?
There's the sticks and everything that run through the frame. You kind of clip it on, then you like stake it out, put your guy lines, whatever. And it's not like super, super sturdy, but it is like you're not like going to blow over.
Got it. How cold was it?
So I had packed thinking, because there was a cold snap like a few days before we got there, and we went into it thinking it was going to be like 30, 40 degrees.
Yeah.
And you have and to, too, just in case, because you can't be out there like freezing to death.
I packed my pants to trek in that were like insulated. I was thinking we were going to be cold. It ended up being like 70 degrees.
Oh.
Humid. Oh. And I was just like, so I was like burning up walking. Yeah. I was like, this sucks.
I would have, like, all that extra shit I would have just tossed out just to make my trip a little better.
But it was comfortable. We were fine. And then I'll just kind of like fast forward. Next night, we ended up going you like hike like 6 miles. Then you get to your next campsite.
Cell phone signal or no cell phone signal?
No signal, but I have a satellite phone.
Okay, so if something happened, like someone broke their fucking leg, yes, you could at least. So
I tried texting my baby 4 times. He did not respond.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Are you dead?
I know. I had you on Find My Friends, and I could just see. It was just like, he's in this area, but like, yeah, we don't know where he's at.
I'm like, Mariah, is he doing, has he texted you back? We've been talking the whole time. I'm like.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah,
I told you to download the app.
Dude, there's an app?
Wait, Danielle was like, do you think Heath told or didn't tell Zane on purpose about the satellite? I'm like, no, he probably told him, but it's a whole step to download the app, and Zane's not going to do it.
Yeah.
No, I thought.
It's a whole process.
You can download an app to talk to you if you try.
It's the only way I can contact him was through the app. It's kind of like WhatsApp, but for hiking.
No, you don't have to. I pay for a membership for a satellite phone. It's a Garmin.
What's the battery life on that?
Days.
Oh, that's crazy. Nice.
It's amazing. So I can send
Boost Mobile?
I can send any text through my Garmin, no matter what's like. You don't have service, anything like that. It pings satellites.
Is it like T9?
Yeah, is it?
Or does it have a full keyboard
like
on
T9
it?
Like so keyboard
on the device, you have to kind of like scroll through the letters, and it gets annoying. But on my iPhone, I have the app, so I can text normally through the app, but it's using my device to shoot the signal up to the satellite.
That's sick.
Wow. Okay. I have the one on the left.
Cute.
All right, Heath, I thought Mariah had that too. So I thought she was texting you on that.
It feels like it.
Was an app.
I thought you had
this actual satellite phone.
But yeah, I told her download the app and we can like text through that.
I think this is a good thing for everyone to have just like on them. Or not on them, just like but in their closet. Just like have it on you. In case just anything ever goes down, you just have that.
So what's cool about it is that every message I send sends my coordinates. So if I stopped responding or if something happened, she would have like my last pinpoint.
I don't know what I would do from there.
Yeah,
but
they're like, ma'am, what are the coordinates? Oh, I've seen a lot of numbers in.
0.1 2937
South North.
Negative.
I'm like reading his phone number.
Latitude. I don't know.
But that's really good though, that she has like your last coordinates for every stop. That's
I love the message on it. Like rescue on the way, ETA 2 hours.
A long time. ETA 3 days.
Yeah, you're like,
but we were thinking about if something did happen, if we press SOS, how long it would take somebody to come pull us out.
And or would you have to find a clearing for it to be like, for like a chopper to come get you?
That's when they have that the rope ladder. I think they go as low as possible and then they have the rope ladder.
You've seen movies.
I think that's how they do it, right? Yeah. In case if it's a lot.
Or no, they put you in like the thing
and it's spinning.
I'd be a lot more worried if you weren't with the group you were with. You have three firefighters and a corrections officer.
What about me?
I'd be worried.
I'd be worried. Zane would just go like get cabin fever or like just.
No, he'd start hallucinating. He'd get there and be like, no, I can't. I actually can't. You don't understand.
I was going to show you. So this was, just so you have the idea, this was like the bear tracks and shit, like all by the water by our campsite.
I don't even know if I could identify a bear track.
You're going to see this picture and be like, okay, yes.
Black bear, brown bear?
Black bears are out there. And then also with like the wolves, I didn't know if there was wolves out there. So my first thought went to coyote, but I'm looking at it and they were big. Like it was not like
I think they were wolves.
Suburban coyote.
Once we got out of the mountain and I got like internet, I started looking it up. Apparently like.
That's so cute.
They call them like red wolves. So it was a crossbreed between wolves and coyotes out there.
Whoa.
Now they're making these like weird red wolf breed in the Smoky Mountains, apparently.
Oh, no. They look like they'll eat you up in one.
No,
they actually
look so cute.
That's the size it was.
Yeah. Wow. Nope.
Did you ever get crunched for time? So like every night we're working to a new campsite and you have that planned out along the trail. Did you always make it there in like good time, or were there any times where like, guys, we need to, nightfall is upon us. We got to get to the checkpoint.
We planned accordingly. Okay. So that was one of the bear paws.
Oh,
and then like, this was where we got dropped off and this was what we had to walk up and immediately saw all those bear like tracks.
I don't know. That looks like my footprint. Are you sure that's not humans?
That's
Are you sure that's not a human footprint?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'll tell you about this. Our last night there, we stayed in this campsite. So you trek like 6 miles a day and you get to the next spot. And there's nowhere in between to like set up. It's just like a trail.
Yeah.
And then it opens up into a campsite. We got to the campsite, and it was said, posted on the trees there, this campsite is closed, high bear activity.
Go.
And at this point, your option is to either trek back or trek another 6 miles to the next campsite. Or
we're
you stay
going
there.
On a bear hunt. We're going,
so we're like, okay, whatever, we'll just stay. And this spot was the most insane. I have to show you what this map.
You have a little bear app? It, like, shows you all the bears in the area?
It was the craziest setup I've ever seen. So, it was in the middle of, like, a corner of a river. And it was, like, a flat plateau with, like, grass everywhere. And then somebody, I don't know when or where or what happened, but they had set up this rock formation with a fire pit. But, like, look at the way the rocks are set up. There's, like, a seat in every, like, corner. They would put a flat one and then an angled one as a backrest.
Oh, someone got crafty out there.
Super crafty, but there was seats all around. And we're like,
it looks a little witchy. Or I don't know. I was seeing like crazy. It's a seance.
I could see that.
But it was a really cool setup and we're like, this is really sick.
It could have been there for a really long time. And then people just walk up to it, they see it, they're like, oh yeah. Sure, who did this?
Wait, talk about the other night.
Oh, so this is the campsite we stayed at. This was our last night, and this was the most sketchy because this was, like, the high bear activity. Also, on the way to this, we came across a bear on the trail, like, right in front of us, and we're like, okay.
How big are these bears that you're seeing?
Probably five,
like,
six,
full grown or, like, half grown?
It was, like, a full-size
bear. I don't know my bear sizes. I've never seen, like, a bear in person.
They're big.
Yeah. Seemed like a panda bear.
And then also right on the trail on the way here was a wild boar.
Oh.
And those are massive and also really aggressive. Like, they will mess you up. Like, a black bear, they're not too, you know, aggressive. They're scared of you, so they will just, like, run. But a wild boar, they want that smoke. They know what's up. So I was more nervous about that.
Oh, wait, that's a boar. Okay, like I was thinking a hog. What's a hog?
And a boar.
Yes. Oh, it's the same
similar
thing. A hog and a boar?
The one that I saw clicked like that one, like, it, they are big.
There was a movie that I was watching that will fuck you up.
They do, and
that's crazy.
They will, they will ram
you.
You're
gonna, like, put
and
a
they'll
knife
eat, they'll, like,
it,
they'll eat right through you, too, right?
Uh-huh. Just so, we end up going to the campsite. We're hanging out. It's amazing. At 3 o'clock in the morning again, all of a sudden, a lone guy comes walking through in between our tents.
Oh.
Now, keep in mind, because I always ask him, are there other campers around? They said this trip, for some reason,
didn't
nobody else was camping.
Anybody.
They were the only ones.
On this.
You didn't see anybody the whole time.
But also, 3 o'clock in the morning is pitch black. It's
witching
not like,
hour.
It's not like he walked through, like, during us, you know, at 5 o'clock, and he's like also looking for a campsite.
And to be by yourself,
yes,
in that environment is so strange.
Weird.
It's not like you could do Runyon by yourself, and you're fine. Like this is in the middle of nowhere.
So I was like, honestly, I think a lone person out there in the woods
is already crazy,
scarier than like any animal.
I'd
that
rather
you would come
across a dinosaur
for real.
And the fact that he's out there by himself too, it's just like crazy.
You gotta be some other type of crazy to be doing this alone.
Yeah.
Like, people think I'm crazy and we do it with like a group of five. It's like, you enjoy that? And it's like, yeah, it's type two fun. But like, to go by yourself and just do that.
Something's up.
Wild.
Why? So
but I don't know why he just walked right through. He came like he had like a flashlight walking through, and then he just went down and just went to the water.
And he wasn't
like
a ranger or...
No, just disappeared.
And that's it?
Just gone. Nothing came about it.
Heath, what if... This is really scary, but hear me out. Imagine he was like checking it out, but he saw there's just too many people.
Probably.
No, it's not good enough. It needs to be only maybe two people.
He was like,
for him
oh,
to try
shit,
something.
He's like, oh, they're all dudes. Sorry.
It's real. Like, no, yeah, it's real. It's real. Like,
I don't know.
We were working on our, if we did come across, like, because we were a group of dudes, we were on the trail working on how if
you're
we
around
saw,
the fire, you're playing ninja.
No, but we were like going through lines in our head to let, if a group of like girls walk by, like, no, we are not a threat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that. They're like, hey, girl, you look so cute.
You are gonna love that trail.
Hey,
Barbie.
Oh, no, good luck. It's exhausting.
Honestly, in that moment, it's probably the best way to make a group of girls
feel
really safe.
I mean,
like, you don't have to like freak out.
Yeah, the people do it on TikTok, so I told them about it. So we were like going through and like, just like making up like different
like when
levels.
You pass
so Julia.
Like, oh, you're doing a whole scene. You're practicing your Charleston.
Your brother just sucks. Like, he does it and it just sounds way too fake and everyone's like,
yo.
The girl's just like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
No, we gotta go.
Oh man, but it was really fun.
Was the whole trail one circle? So did you end where you started? And then did that guy pick you up at the end?
So we left the car at the very bottom, grabbed the boat here. He drove us all the way up here, and then we hiked our way all the way back to the car.
Oh, okay.
But it ended up, like, our last day, I think we did, like, just over 8.5 miles. Day before was, like, 6.5. I think, like, another 6.5. I don't know exactly how much it was altogether. Probably around 20-something, 20.
Any aches? Anybody throw their back out? Anything like that? Because I know I would have.
The worst thing is just, like, you don't get a good night's sleep. Like, you're sleeping on a pad this thick.
Yeah.
With, like, no support. The ground's
and it's night after night after night of rough sleep. Like, yeah. Right.
And that's why, like, I don't do the trips with you, and I would love to, I have really bad lower back, and you know that. And
oh,
I
would not be able to handle that. Like, day two, I'd be like,
but let me show you.
Imagine like your back being thrown out, and then you have to like hike up with like your group, and like you don't want to hold them back. Like, that would suck.
But like, we were making things out there. Like I said, we were carving like like weapons. Also, we were making like homemade chopsticks out there.
I would be like,
oh, wait, that's
like,
actually really cool.
Did you do a little design in the middle?
That's cool.
It's kind of cute.
I would be leaving witchy shit just to freak out future.
Yes.
Like making weird
X's.
Rock formations and like, you know, little sticks.
Just a bunch yarn of squares.
Hanging stuff from trees, like the little stuff in Blair Witch Project, just to freak people out.
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
And then that was like our...
That's a great shot.
That's a good formation.
You should send that to, what's that brand?
A dancer
Nemo.
Would love this picture. You guys found your windows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whose tent is back right? They're a little out of line.
Stop.
That's not you.
It is.
You got to scoot over a little bit.
Yeah,
the ground was dropped off right there where I was.
Yeah, Mariah.
And I had to.
The show must go on.
You weren't there.
I know. I was the.
And I would never
I was
be
the
there.
One tripping. And then Matt, you're going to love this. As we're going through these trails, each day that we were hiking, we came across these cemeteries in the middle of nowhere.
Wait, what do you mean? So, like the
yes, full-blown cemeteries.
Of people who just have...
Hundreds.
Like,
what
years?
What, how far did they go back?
1700s they were born.
Send
what?
Pictures.
Before the country was like
your,
a country... Or it was 1776, but yeah.
Did you take a picture?
I took so many pictures and videos. I could not believe
It's like, here lies Abigail.
It's clearly Spirit Halloween gravestone.
Scarlet Fever.
Look at this one. This was like one of the older ones that I saw.
Oh my God.
Moses Proctor. What is this, the Crucible?
Proctor and Gamble. Like, no, these names were
Patience
Rustin Proctor.
Were there former like townships out there that just no longer exist, and that's why the people live?
A lot of names were like Calhoun, and then there's also a town nearby that was called Calhoun. And then as soon as we left, there was a restaurant called like Calhoun's, and it just seemed like they had just
legacy
pioneered like the town or something.
What was the other thing you ran into?
A ghost?
The house.
Oh, and then there was an abandoned house like right next to this.
Oh.
And we were walking by and I was like, guys, don't. They're like, we have to go in.
That's how a scary movie starts.
I know. Everything.
That's how big of a house. Like a little shack?
Like a four-bedroom. Like, it was a nice
house. Literally, like, every movie that you've seen where they're in the woods, they're like, look at this house. They walk in, they find something, and artifact.
I would make that my campground, though. Look at this house. Tell me you want to stay
cute.
Here.
I'd be dancing on their grave.
Y'all run into Sam and Colby. They're like, hey, guys. Like,
give the video.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
Yeah, that looks like trouble.
Wait, hear me out. The inside's really nice.
I would take a peek in a window, but
it's a fixer-upper.
No,
but
Matt,
give it a
I wouldn't even want to. I don't want to see something I don't want to.
Matt,
like,
this in LA, $1.5 million.
$1.5 million. You should have looked under the house.
The whole time we kept saying like, this is what you would see in a movie, and be like, there's no way these people are this dumb to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you like watch a movie and you're like, oh, so everybody just drops their backpack and goes in to do this.
It just
and it
sucks you in. It's like, I
just
want to
know the story so bad.
Yeah.
I would hope to go inside and see pictures or something. Like, what? This is in the middle of nowhere and it's abandoned.
Ryan's like, let's go inside. A bear and a wolf inside.
What are we waiting for?
It's the man that passed you guys in the middle of the night.
That's why you can't have someone like me. You have a video of inside. Heath, you're going to get haunted. Yeah. You are so.
Okay. Envision it like finished.
Wait, did you break in?
The doors were open.
Oh, okay.
Look.
Front door was wide open.
Oh, shit.
Zane, doesn't this look like a Cold Stone like ice cream scoop?
It does. Wait,
it probably
what is that?
Is an old school freezer.
Or it looks like a deep fryer.
Oh.
Maybe they're running like a
little bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was probably like maybe a like a post along the trail to like people who needed to like, eat supplies.
Yeah,
all
like,
of
a,
that
like
stuff.
A spooky house.
A trading post.
On this house, it said that Calhoun name. Where like all the tombstones were Calhoun.
Damn, you saw the owner and the owner's steed.
Mm-hmm.
You find like a fidget spinner. You're like, what the fuck?
Okay,
like,
come
it's
on.
The newest iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's just a perfectly good charger, a USB-C,
like a Tesla charger.
You're like, oh, this isn't like whatever. Like,
right, we're not gonna hear
it.
There's
an espresso machine in there. You're like, what? This
and
is or, so
like,
old.
Just aura rings in the bedroom. You're like, what?
Wait a second.
Okay, I don't want to keep talking. I could talk forever about the hike, but it was amazing. We made it out safe. Nothing bad happened, and yeah, type 2 fun. It was awesome.
The fifth time, man. I'm just glad he came back alive again.
I know, me
you
too.
You scare me every time.
Oh, real quick, I did want to say, apparently iOS 18 on the iPhone, you can satellite message now.
Yes. I know.
So it shows the satellites above you, and you point your phone, it tells you like where they are, and you can send messages on iOS 18 without having any service or Wi-Fi.
That's sick.
Did you guys bring any entertainment?
I just brought a journal.
A journal.
Yeah.
Music? Oh, nothing.
I would not be able to be. I'd be just dark circles. I'd be scaring the shit out of you guys. If you maybe go in that house, the next day he's
drawing the house on fire.
Yeah. All of us hanging.
You're all hanging from the bear traps.
Zane, you good?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Okay. How did everybody else's week good?
I had a pretty chill weekend. Let me remember what I did. Why don't you tell us about your weekend while I remember?
I'll tell you what I did last night. I went to a Disney Channel drinking games.
What?
Wait, what?
You know the Disney games that was big, like, on the Disney
That's
Channel?
That's so weird, because we were literally at Disney last night.
You guys went to Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Fun?
Yeah.
Disney games with the different shirts.
So yeah, there's like a red team, yellow team, blue team, green team, pink team.
Okay.
And it's all drinking games. I think I still have glitter on my face.
I saw that. I was like, why is there glitter
on? It's because our team did glitter and I wasn't able to wash it off.
Don't be mad.
But it was really fun.
And
so how do you play?
So the first game is like a bunch of Jello shots, and underneath each one of the lids is like a letter, and you have to figure out who your team mascot's going to be. And then on the stage, they all have cardboard cutouts with like a drape over it. And then there's like, once you figure it out, that's also your placement right now in the game. And we got like Zendaya. We had like a Z-E-N-D-A-Y-A.
Oh,
and I was like,
okay.
It's Zendaya. It's Zendaya. We got Zendaya. And then like they revealed it. We're like, woo.
I love that. It brings you back. Shit like that just brings you back.
And you do like flip cup, and then you do a, it's like a ball bouncing thing.
Was it more
of a relay race?
Was it a birthday party? And then that was the theme?
It was their birthday for Pablo and Alex.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay. So it was a birthday. That was the theme. That's
It was a blast. It was a blast. I loved it. That's what I did last night, but over the week, just
every time I see Matt, I'm like, oh, how was your weekend out of the state? Like in my head, it's he definitely traveled.
Was gone somewhere.
I went to Dripping Springs for a wedding, and that was really nice. And did Halloween. But
oh, yeah, that was Halloween. Oh, you went. Oh, it was a Halloween wedding you went to. Nice.
Yes.
Did you guys hear about the, remember we were talking about how Michael Myers, or I was saying, how has nobody dressed up as a killer and did something crazy on Halloween?
Yes.
Remember we were talking about that?
We
haven't really heard anything. It just happened this Halloween. Oh, someone in a Michael Myers mask had an axe on Halloween and like axed somebody's leg off.
Zane, you gotta stop talking on this. Everything you say.
Here's the thing. I think it's just we don't see it happening, and then when somebody hears us talking about it, then they find something. I think it's all like, I don't think I'm putting anything in the universe. You know, I'm not that special.
Oh my gosh. Oh, was that Philly?
It was a Philly. Michael Myers stops another location and gets another victim, not only a little boy, but also a man with an axe, and runs off.
Oh my gosh.
Still haven't been caught.
That's crazy.
What?
That's awful.
Crazy.
The therapy I would need after
axe attacker.
Just being attacked. One, that is just awful, but being attacked by a masked man.
But here, look, what if the guy had like an infection that was spreading quickly? Like, and then he was just helping him. We don't know the story yet. He hasn't been caught.
Love the imagination. Love the imagination.
I think we need to hear all sides.
He got his foot bit by like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
So he amputated it to keep the blood from traveling up.
I watch too many movies, Heath. It's not a good mindset to have.
Have you seen In a Violent Nature? It's this new movie out. It's like this horror movie, but it's a very interesting take. Some people like hate it because they think it's kind of boring. You follow the killer the entire time. So, you know, like the kids in the cabin in the woods on a camping trip.
Oh, you never see that side.
You never see that side. So
I love
it's
that.
All about like the teenagers and them partying and him just like walking up and getting closer and slowly killing them off. But it's this weird, it's very like kind
of like a different
slow
perspective of it.
Yeah. But it's all through his eyes, and it's freaky, but that's good.
I feel like it's really hard to make interesting. It's an interesting
concept.
Idea.
It's an interesting concept. That's where it kind of
it's
fails
hard to execute,
but it's worth kind of watching if you want to check it out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did a little vandalism while Heath was gone. I'm just going to say it.
What'd you do? What'd you vandalize?
I love that Heath was gone for like 4 days and I was just spiraling and I was just writing his name everywhere. Like, literally. So first I started off like just wholesome and I was, I got us Christmas stockings sewed like our names and stuff and put them on the fireplace. Yeah. And then I don't know what happened.
And but I lost control.
I lost control. I was out of control. It was an out-of-body experience. The workers came to redo the street. And I'm never going to come across the situation again. And they left, and the street was blocked off in front of the house. So I ran out with a screwdriver and carved our name into the street.
Oh, because they put the cement.
Into the wet asphalt.
Full names or just initials?
I put H&M.
Oh, okay, nice.
Right in front of our driveway.
No, but Matt, it was...
I was literally like this. Oh, I have a video.
Was it really wet or like kind of borderline? Like
it was kind of because I wanted to wait for them to go down the block. Yeah.
No, but you should see, I got home to the neighborhood. It's beautiful. It's all repaved, whatever. But also you see some rogue person that said, fuck it, and just drove through. There's tire marks all through it, and they were like back and forth, like,
oh, someone did it till it just like, I'm mad, I'm gonna destroy this like newly
because they like blocked the street off, and I think they got frustrated and didn't want to like find a way around.
That's crazy.
They were breaking through the barricade.
I was in middle school one time, and we were at Sonic, like the, you know, the drive-in, uh-huh. And there was wet cement like in the back, and me and my friends went up with like a stick and started writing it, and the manager came out and just yelled at us. It was like, you little shits, like, why are you doing that? That is our property. Like, and they yelled at us, and I'll never forget.
You just get this urge,
it was a huge moment where I was like, if it was my own cement, like outside of my own place, maybe, but like, I shouldn't have done it at Sonic. Really bad call. There was
you
one
get
girl-
that urge, though, because like, you don't come across that often where
it's
you
rare.
Have the opportunity,
and you know the
and
window
it's
closing, it's not going to be. Yeah. You're like, I got 20 minutes before this thing is dry.
And you know what? You see it all the time. Oh, so you think it's like, okay.
Mariah. Oh, that's not even cement. That's asphalt. Like, girl.
Mariah, you look like a psychopath.
Why? Aritzia, if you want to know my outfit.
Squat.
Get ready with me to vandalize the street.
Bruh, who's even filming this? You're like someone walking down the street. Film this real quick.
It's a drone. I just set it up myself. One of the workers, I said, can you record this really quick? It'll be funny.
That's my girl.
That's funny. Wait, it's not fully, it looks, I don't know, maybe because of the video, it looks like it's like 90% dry, no?
It's almost dry.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's more of an etching.
That's why I was carving, because I wanted to put the date, but it was too dry where I couldn't get like a curve in for two. So I just left it.
Your neighbors are looking at us. They're just like, yeah, it's one of those names.
You're on the Nextdoor app. Like, who is this? Like, who is this woman? Do you know her? Like,
oh boy. You should have looked a little crazier and had like a robe on. Just like you're like, you could not waste any time.
Vandalization.
Oh, when Heath was in Tennessee, when I had a few days where I could talk to him before he disappeared, went rogue. We were talking about how, about the peanut, the squirrel. But before we get into that, Heath was telling, you know how we were talking about the AI animals, like the tiny little cows and the tiny pig and the tiny, Heath was telling me how he had this whole talk with his grandparents, or his parents or grandparents, his grandparents, about how those were like not real.
thought they were real
look how adorable.
Like, look at how cute this is. I was like, yeah, it is really cute, but like, you know, they're not real. And he was like, what are you talking about? I go, they're.
It's like computer animated.
I was like, they look really real. Like, this is fake graphics. Like, think of like video games.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They were like, what do you mean, like video? Like, I was like, it looks real, right? But it's not. And they're like, how do you know, though?
I'm scared what we're going to think is real.
I was like, trying to explain. Like,
I was like, this would be on the news if it was real. Like, you're just looking at one image.
Because it was just like a baby cow in the hand.
Yeah.
They're like,
but how do you know it's not real? I was like, I don't really know how to explain because they're all so old and their eyesight isn't the best. So to them, it probably looks clear.
Yeah.
So I was like,
Knowing me now, though, if I was that age now, I 100% would believe that. I'd be sharing it. I'd be, y'all, yeah. Look at this. Now we are at a different time.
Now we're going to be just such grumpy old people. When we're old, we're going to be like, that's AI.
Yeah, exactly.
There could be some amazing Marvel, and they're like, look at this. And we're like, well, that's just AI.
We're not going
to
believe anything. Anything. Yeah. That's so funny how like old people believe everything. We're not going to believe anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
We should be super cynical.
Yeah.
But like, not like.
Isn't this adorable?
not that type of like.
Isn't that adorable?
You are not going to believe this.
There's no way.
I want one of him.
You are not going to believe this.
You know what? There was a point maybe like a few years ago where we couldn't really tell, but now it's just super. As soon as you see it, like, I don't know what it is. It's just too perfectly 3D clear. I don't even know.
I felt bad.
It's all right.
And they were like, but I want it to be real. I was like, me too.
But yes, I I've never heard about this like peanut squirrel situation. I've never heard of it.
Me and Heath are big fans.
What are you talking about? You've never seen Peanut the Squirrel?
It's like a famous squirrel named Peanut.
I think it's niche.
There's this guy on TikTok, and
he posts
with his squirrel, and he rescued this squirrel, and he also has a raccoon. We can't forget the raccoon.
Yes.
Yeah, Fred.
He has a raccoon, Fred, and a squirrel named Peanut. But he, for a living, rescues animals.
He has a farm.
He has a whole sanctuary of rescuing animals. And
he posts videos with like his animals. He like runs like a sanctuary, rehabilitating them, things like that. He lives in New York, and he's had this little squirrel for like 7 years.
I just saw the headline.
You saw the headline? It's a trained squirrel. So he like is in the house and he's like jumping and he's like
not bothering anybody. Like
he posts on TikTok. Like he's been posting on TikTok. He has a big fan.
He makes money on TikTok and uses that to fund his animal shelter and like help the animals and things like that. And like the squirrel is the face of this animal shelter. It's like Peanut's rehabilitation, something. I don't remember the name exactly. But apparently somebody had like called into the state and complained to report that he had a squirrel.
And it's against animal code.
I guess you can't have a pet squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And they apparently got a judge approved the search warrant. They had 12 officers come into this guy's home.
You wouldn't believe how fast they acted.
Pull him out of his house, raided his entire house, took the squirrel, took the raccoon, had him sitting out of the house for like 5 or 6 hours or something like that, and went through everything and ripped his whole house apart.
Yeah.
He couldn't feed like the other animals and the horses that are like on the property and stuff because he was like literally like in custody.
And he has a beautiful home. Like it's, everything's clean. Everything, like there is nothing suspicious about these people. Like,
has the animal or whatever. But then they took it from him and then they cut its head off.
What? And they euthanized it like by decapitating the squirrel?
Yes, to see if it had rabies.
Insane.
They cut his head off and killed his pet squirrel.
They euthanized Peanut and Fred.
For no reason.
Dude, the internet went ballistic. Yeah, because people were like, what
just
the
so
hell?
All of like,
they've been following
activists
that.
Right now and like people
that's
that are like.
That's really dark, even like. The people who are part of the animal control coming in they work in the animal business. They do have compassion. I understand there are situations where like the animals have to be euthanized, but they know how to do it humanely. But like decapitating is like really bizarre and
wild.
And it's really sad because I mean, I don't know the person that like obviously called it in. It could have had a bad day or was a terrible person or was a person that was genuinely worried about this squirrel having some, I have no idea.
And I don't
want to
be devil's advocate
into that.
I'm so surprised though that he himself though, that passionate about the animals though, did not know that he was like breaking the law or like.
I'm sure,
but it takes 2 seconds to do research. There's another way to do it. Like I would tell this guy, hey, just so you know, you're really not allowed to have him. Let's bring him somewhere else.
Yes. Understand them taking the squirrel away and putting it somewhere else, and he
figure it out.
I had two pet squirrels for a while in Florida. I don't know if it's legal in Florida, but we were cutting the grass and it fell out of the tree, hit us in the head, and we're like, oh my gosh, that's a baby squirrel. And then we took it in, and then we had a squirrel in our house for years until they passed away.
We had Bingo, our squirrel, in Toluca Lake. It's just like...
That's a beautiful squirrel. That squirrel looks healthy. That's the healthiest squirrel I've ever seen in my entire life. It looks clean. It looks like it eats squirrel. Look, he looks like he's having a really good life.
The judge just should have looked at his videos and be like, okay, this is not allowed. Let's go about this? Like,
and they killed Fred the raccoon.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
It's crazy, yeah.
Breaks my heart.
I just can't believe how like aggressive it was, New York. It just seemed
Did you ever see the video of that guy who like was like a snake owner and like animal control came in to like euthanize some of the snakes?
And they did the wrong one.
Yes. And they realize it. So there's a guy who was like a reptile collector.
On video.
He did have like a ton of these certain type of snakes that were like against the law. They're like an invasive species, and legally they had to come in and perform euthanize it. So they were taking these snakes out, and sorry if this sounds so graphic and inhumane, but you know, you used like the bullet like it's almost like a nail gun. They put it right into the head, and they were doing it and killing them. And then they took out this massive boa constrictor that was not invasive, not on the ones they had to euthanize. It was the guy's prized one that he's had probably for 50 years.
Like a $100,000 snake, crazy.
They didn't make sure
snake.
He was watching them do this.
Well, I think he just didn't want to watch. He knew that they were coming in, and he didn't want to watch it. Yeah. And obviously they have the body cam of like them doing it, and then you see the one cop going, oh my gosh.
I'm not telling him.
And he goes, well, you have to tell him. And then the guy comes in, like the owner of the snake, and goes, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Zane, it's so sad.
That is that squirrel. Like, and he's, it is like the craziest
Did this just happen?
I feel like it happened like a year ago.
The video comes up on my feed
every now and then.
I've never seen that. That's crazy.
It's not even that like graphic of a video because you don't see them kill it.
It's just
like a dead snake on the ground.
Yeah.
But it's just this shit moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an accident, but a massive accident. They didn't do it on purpose, but they were not paying attention.
Well, man, I mean, that is such a, when you're like ending, it doesn't matter. An animal's like, you have to be 100% certain. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, you're screwed. And then that guy is liable for so much.
I just feel so bad for this couple.
I feel it's.
At the end of the day, they're just doing a good thing.
There
was another way to go about it. I just can't believe how dramatic of a situation they made it.
It hits hard home for you guys since you guys like have taken in squirrels and like.
I actually couldn't imagine.
I mean, that was the toughest thing is what they.
Oh, we were sharing it. Remember, we were posting all those stories and shit. We shared the Bingo.
I have no idea if chickens were legal in Toluca Lake when I lived there. I have no idea, but we had chickens for what, 2 years?
Yeah.
If we would have been like raided and like they murdered my chickens, I would have like I bawled my eyes out when the cat or whatever it was attacked Flo and killed Flo. I was devastated.
Oh, Fred is so cute.
Fred was super cute.
Oh my god, he's even cuter. Yeah. Oh my god, look at the raccoon.
Oh, did you hear like 70 to 80 monkeys have escaped in like North Carolina?
No way.
Like, I think chimps. Oh, look, can you look up monkeys escaped? I wish I had a little bit more.
Y'all seen Planet of the Apes?
Monkeys escaped in South Carolina.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 43 monkeys remain on the run in South Carolina.
Mariah, kind of cool.
Hun, we're moving. This is awesome.
And I don't know what
monkeys aren't dangerous.
They are not chimpanzees for the people who are listening. I wish I could tell you. They kind of look
That looks like Jumanji. The middle one.
Oh, there.
Remember the scene where the monkeys are jumping on the cop car?
It does look like those type of monkeys.
But run free. Run while you can. But, you know, don't do any outdoor birthday parties out in South Carolina. Stay safe. What breed of monkeys are those?
Wait, are all monkey breeds dangerous or just some of them? Like monkeys, monkeys alone aren't like dangerous. Like if they escaped,
right. Well, there's also like there's monkeys that are like a capuchin monkey. They're yeah. like little.
But
like,
even if they grow like full size, like just in general, like
I just want to know who was the person that left the gate open. Like
yeah, that's a lot of monkeys that are.
That would have been me. Go.
It's
go.
Not one monkey, whoops. Two monkey.
Or they it, like they actually like found their way out and escaped.
Because monkeys are smart.
Yeah, I guess they were like they go. I saw the pin code. I know it. Like monkeys never forget. They're just like, let's go.
Act dumb.
Ooh man, but damn, it's gonna be sad because I think all those monkeys are gonna die.
Oh, probably.
I think a pet raccoon would be. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, I think kids like animated movies are making it like. Making them so cute, and they're then just they're
so,
actually
they're just, so cute. It's like a cool, like
they look like robbers,
kind of dog.
Yeah, they're really cute.
I keep getting confused with skunks.
Skunks are cute too.
Skunks are cute,
but why are they
Pepe Le Pew?
It's such an interesting animal. The way it looks, it's almost like they purposely made the tail half white.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? It doesn't like it. It just seems. It seems like it should be all black for what it does.
You know, you can get them like D something
de skunked.
Yes, to like so they don't shoot out that smelly stuff.
It. What does it smell like again? It smells like sour. Like
I don't know. One person. This is another thing I pictured having to deal with. Growing up.
Skunks?
Like
yes.
Getting sprayed yeah. by a skunk. I'm like,
I
it's going to happen.
I thought it was going to happen. And then I was like, oh, well, at least I know I just got to put ketchup on.
No, it's wash yourself in tomato
yeah,
juice.
It was tomato juice. You sit in a bath of tomato juice.
Where did we learn that in Drake and Josh?
I don't know.
I forget. We learned that in
I don't
some
know
Disney
why
channel.
Or is it an oatmeal bath? Oh, no, it is tomato. I don't know.
But that was only in the show. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Skunk, it smells like, you know, like people say like skunk weed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It smells exactly like
yes,
that.
Yes. That skunk.
Baking soda, hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, complete opposite. But it can temporarily mask the smell. Yeah, sure. With tomato juice.
Like, yeah. Smell like tomatoes.
You can mask yourself with any smell.
Like, I thought if you didn't take a tomato bath, you would die.
Die.
Yeah, also, literally. Like, they made it so like, dramatic.
The jellyfish thing, you have to pee on
pee
it.
Pee on it. Yeah.
Oh, I know that one.
Does that really work?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right, let's close it out. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for watching. We love you so much. Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. You also get every episode a few days early. You get early access. You get it ad-free. And then we do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath
yes.
to check it out.
And for the people on the Patreon, yes, we are getting up two bonus episodes this month. Just wanted to remind you.
Count them, two.
Yes. Apologies, but... just wanted to remind you that. Yeah, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, we have a flavored PB company. If you want to check it out, all you have to do is go to theflavoredpbco.com. It's a peanut butter powder. You just add a little bit of water and it reconstitutes into this beautiful, creamy peanut butter that you could dip fruit in. You can add it to smoothies. You could just eat it straight out of a bowl. It's unbelievable. You have to check it out.
And you can make so many different, you could make it in so many different ways. If you put a little bit of water, you can put a lot of water, make mm-hmm. it creamier.
Different consistency.
Yeah, it's so good. I love eating mine in a cake batter, like mm-hmm. brownie batter form. It's so good. I put strawberries in it and it's like so guilt-free and it just tastes amazing. I do that every night and I use cookies and cream and the fudgy brownie flavors. It is delicious.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. We love you so much and we'll see you in a second on Winders.
Mwah!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage.
Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.